more mature team than we were last year when we lost to San Diego. We have players in key positions, you know, contributing a little bit more. Players that aren't in key positions contributing a lot. I think we have a lot of depth. It's just overall a better team.
You think guys now have a sense of how quickly it can be over with and how quickly it can be gone if you don't take care of business?
Yeah, absolutely. I think by getting to that game and that wild card game last year and just missing out the year before, guys have been here to see, you know, how hard it is to get there, and when you get there, how quickly it can be over. So I think that's in the back of everybody's minds. And at the same time, you know, we have a good core of veteran guys that played in some pretty big football games in this league that should be able to keep everybody together.
You may never get this situation again in your career, too. I mean, this might be your last
game. Yeah, I mean, it could be, but I doubt it, but it definitely could be. So that's why you gotta look at it like it is your last. You know, I just be optimistic when I say I doubt it. But in all realistic, you have to be that way. You know, Dan Marino went to the Super Bowl as a rookie and never got back, never even sniffed it again. So you know, you gotta be, you know, aware of all those things.
I think I know what the New Year's resolution is for Keith Bullock, but tell me.
I don't know. Man, it's too early. It's too early for my New Year's resolution. I have about, what,
hours.
10 hours.
So winning a Super Bowl doesn't roll off your tongue, huh?
I mean, I'm sure people have said that before, so I'm not going to be cliche. I'll just bring in the New Year. I wish everybody a happy New Year. Everybody bring it in with their family and, you know, have fun and be safe.
Are you a Hollywood disco kind of guy or a lay low kind of guy?
I'm a lay low kind of guy, definitely. I'm a Hollywood disco kind of guy when I'm in Hollywood, but in Nashville, I'm a lay-low kind of guy.
How important is it to be at home for this playoff game? I know what impact the fans can have.
I think it's real important. It's important for our community, you know, for the town of Nashville to have postseason play, and for us as a team to have that 12th man right there backing us the whole game.
Big difference in going on the road like last year, having that energy. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when you go into another stadium, you can feel the energy that team has and then that their fans are bringing to the table. And this year we get to get that feeling. And you know, we've been in that situation before, and it's a great feeling, especially when momentum changes. So it can be big.